was double cheese, pepperoni, sausage, and they always would throw like a little, like always extra meat on it. Like it didn't even look like a pizza, it just looked like a cheese pie. You pull it off and there's like still a hound of cheese on it. My dad once told me, you eat more than you make me money, so yeah. You actually cost me money every time I send you to work.
That is Winnipeg Jet defenseman Nate Schmidt, our special guest here in Ground Control, the official podcast of the Winnipeg Jets, alongside Tyler Esquivel. I'm Jamie Thomas. We are at the Winnipeg Jets practice facility, otherwise known as Hockey for All Center.
Hockey for All Center.
All lowercase.
All lowercase. Do not make that mistake. I've
Do
done it.
Do not capitalize any of those words.
No.
Then you'd be wrong.
You would.
What is not wrong is the 2 points the Winnipeg Jets registered the other night, beating the Los Angeles Kings 4-3. Nate Schmidt will be along here momentarily, as are your comments coming up with the question of the week for Ground Control. Listen, there's a lot of places we can go after the win over the Kings on Monday night. First off, it ended a six-game winless slide. The Jets are getting close to clinching a playoff berth, which feels really good considering where they were sitting there for a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, times were tough, but I mean, it's kind of a testament to just the work that they did throughout the entire season to build themselves a cushion, for lack of a better word, that they had for themselves. So, yeah, would you have liked to clinch the playoffs a little bit sooner? Yeah, of course, but you know, you look at last season, they didn't clinch the playoffs until what was the second last game, right? So, we've been talking about there's still 8 games left, and I think had they, you know, had a bit better of a run than obviously the 6-game slide, we probably would be, you know, celebrating a playoff.
Maybe a clinched banner up on the social.
Exactly. And, yeah. Now, the interesting thing here is, you know, last season you clinch and you pretty much know who you're going to play. You look at that game in Colorado. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of guys sat because they knew their opponent and they knew where they were going to finish. But now you clinch a playoff spot, you don't necessarily know who you're going to play.
No.
And there's still something to play for. So obviously an interesting scenario as the Calgary Flames come into town. You know, I believe the Jets can clinch a playoff spot, which would be great. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only thing they need to take care of business of.
Yeah, and it's just about making sure your game is right before you go in the playoffs. It's not, so let's just be clear, and Rick Bowness talked about this after practice, is just because you clinch a playoff spot doesn't mean you relax and you're going to sit everybody and waiting for there's a lot to play for still. And home ice is still an opportunity for the Winnipeg Jets at this point. But the coming into that game against Los Angeles, Rick Bowness was clear. He made some changes to the top six.
Yeah.
And he just said, you lose 6 in a row, you got to make some changes. Mark Scheifele with Gabe Vilardi and Nikolai Ehlers. Cole Perfetti.
You were asking.
Yeah, you wanted. You
all
asked for it.
Were asking for
you,
that.
And you got that. Sean Monahan, obviously, with Cole Perfetti. And I'm drawing a blank here on the other side. It's Kyle Connor.
Kyle Connor.
And that should be drawing a blank because Kyle Connor had an outstanding game.
Three assists.
The Kings, 3 assists. So Rick Bowness talked about that today, about Cole Perfetti, and we'll get to him in a second. Talked about no changes to the top two lines for this little bit here, and we'll talk about some injuries to deal with after this.
Well, we got a much-needed win, so very happy about that. Obviously the Monahan line had a big night for us. That made the difference in the game. The D pairings, yeah, that worked out okay.
You know, when you're going through a losing streak, obviously sometimes coaches switch things up and players have to respond. So, you know, we're all in the NHL, played with many different players and stuff like that through the year. So it's on you as a player to, doesn't matter who you're playing with, just go play.
All right, few players not on the ice for practice on Wednesday morning. 4 of them, it was Adam Lowry, Nino Niederreiter, Sean Monahan, Logan Stanley. Logan Stanley has joined the list of players not feeling well.
Yeah, he's got sick.
So Tyler Toffoli had that the other night. It hasn't fully worked his way through the entire team yet, so obviously they're just ticking one player off at a time. Tyler Toffoli will play Thursday against the Calgary Flames. Lowry and Monahan were maintenance days, but Nino Niederreiter, not such good news, suffered a cut on the back of his leg.
Yeah.
And people may be asking, what about the Kevlar socks the players wear nowadays? Well, Rick Bowness said that it could have been a lot worse had the socks not been there. So Nino's out for at least a week.
Yeah, obviously when you get stitched up like that, you know, it's just going to take some time to heal and fuse. I think if he's a quick healer, you know, maybe you see him in the lineup against Nashville next week.
Yeah.
That would be the hope, I think.
Yeah, it's at least a week. So so Tyler Toffoli is going to slot on the left side with Adam Lowry and Mason Appleton. The top six forward group going to remain the same.
Yeah.
And how about Cole Perfetti? Like, considering how little he has played recently, for him to get the opportunity with Tyler Toffoli out with an illness to come with not only 2 goals, not only an assist, but the game-winning goal says a lot about Cole Perfetti and how prepared he was for that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe, too, you know, I was thinking about this, you know, just the fact that he comes to the rink that day not really expecting to play, and then instead of, you know, chewing on the fact that he's going to get this top six role for, you know, days in advance, you know, he just gets thrown into it. It's like, yeah, you're going tonight, and you can kind of play free. And then obviously Kyle Connor shifts down to that second line with the swap with Nikolai Ehlers.
Yeah.
I think it just changes the dynamic of things, and you could tell right from go, he was feeling it. You know, he was having opportunities, having chances. They were playing in the other team's zone. So to see him have the game that he did was great, and like Bone said, I mean, you can't take him off that line right now. And then with the Niederreiter injury, you know, Tyler Toffoli fits perfectly in there.
He's played left wing before.
Played left wing. You know, has
big body.
Like, him and Nino are both scorers, but I think Toffoli has done that a little more consistently over his career.
For sure.
So I think it adds another nice little dynamic of offense on that third line that, not that they were missing, but I think would be a nice little bonus. It would be interesting to see.
Yeah, and then Rick Bonus kept saying over and over again, Tyler Toffoli scored 30 goals. So mentioned that a couple of times
he
in
did.
That scenario. So another big body in that third line, which will be going up against the Flames' best line on Thursday. But look how well the Adam Lowry line went up against the Kopitar line.
Yep.
There was a quick change, and then the Kopitar line end up scoring without Adam Lowry's line out there to shut them down. But going back to Cole Perfetti, here's Rick Bonus talking about how well Perfetti played, the opportunities be given again in the top six, and Cole Perfetti after the win on Monday night.
Well, yeah, we're not going to take him off that line now. So, I mean, he's earned it. We told him when we get back in, we'll try to get you more ice time with the top six. He took full advantage of it. So we'll go right back with it again, and we'll go from the game's all about adjustments. That's what it is. And you see something you like, you let it go. If you see something you don't like, you change it. So right now we'll take a look at this, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, I think obviously it was huge for my confidence. Just, you know, getting put in that chance, and then obviously going to the net and just banging one early in is you know, that felt great. And then, you know, we created lots as a line, scored lots as a line. So I think it just felt really good. It was, you know, just really happy that I could contribute and help, you know, get back into that. You know, I missed that for a little bit. So it just feels really good to get back and help this team win.
We're just so giddy about the opportunity being given to Cole Perfetti in the second straight game against the Calgary Flames. So the ground control question of the week. What did you think of the changes at NHL Jets' top two lines? Anna says, so good. Bones needs to keep them this way. Moving on to Bells. Bones needs to keep this, please. We need to clinch. And then last but not least, Brad Lambert Fan Club. It's great to see 27-55-13 reunited once again. Thanks to everybody for their responses. Moving on to the play of the week. So everybody's happy about Cole Perfetti right now. And I thought, you know, you could feel the sense of relief for Cole when he scored the opening goal of the game. He's on the side of the net there, bangs underneath Cam Talbot for the 1-0 Jets lead. And you just felt it. Like
just a greasy one, too.
Yeah.
You know, that was the right goal to score to maybe spark things. You know, if you go to the dirty areas, you know, you get a little puck luck and boom, back of the net.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So that leads into our play of the week, and it was the game tied at 3 right after the Jets gave up a shorthanded breakaway that fortunately went over top of the net. Jets come back the other way, power play coming to a close. And then this happened.
They just about had another one there. Back the other way comes Neil Pionk across the line. High slot now and a shot. They score!
Hi, I'm Nate Schmidt.
Nate Schmidt, shoot, scores!
And this is the Ground Control Podcast.
Okay, so congratulations, Cole Perfetti, play of the week. You had the fortunate time of going down to Nate Schmidt, down to his neck of the woods in Minnesota, and got to check out his car collection.
Yeah, him and his dad have a pretty wicked car collection.
Now, Tom and him are very similar people, are they not?
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, they are spunky individuals.
So when you talk to Tom, understand exactly.
You're like, you're Nate's dad. You're Nate's dad. So, great, great family.
Yeah, he talks with his upcoming interview. We talk about many things, including becoming a dad for the first time. Apparently, fun fact, had never held a baby before until he became a dad. So, that's,
you know, I think he mentioned that to me once.
Yeah.
How do you not hold a baby?
I don't know. Like, I had lots of babies before I had kids. So it's just... Maybe
you had lots of babies. No, or you held lots of babies.
Let's not start the rumors here. We don't want those cards at Father's Day coming up around the corner here. On that note, speaking of fathers, here's Nate Schmidt, Ground Control Interview of the Week. Please welcome to the program one of the newest dads in the Winnipeg Jets dressing rooms. This is the way you start things.
Yeah.
We're not even going to get to the other stuff right now. Let's just get to the heart of things.
Yeah, hit me.
Okay, so being a dad.
Yes.
Did it look easier to you before you became one?
I thought it looked way harder to me. Okay. When I was watching other people, I was like, oh, God, what is happening? What are you doing with this kid of yours?
Yeah.
And then since becoming a dad, honestly, the last couple months have been so awesome because he's starting to move and groove and buzz. And so I get to, you know, roll around him, you know, roll around the floor with him. He's crawling all over me. It's tough. You know, we talked a little bit briefly about I'm happy right now. He can't say anything back to me. You know, he can't yell back at me or make any sarcastic comments to me. So it's kind of nice.
Tell me how old you are.
Yeah, tell me how old I am and tell me how bold I am. make funny jokes about
But you can stare right back to him now anyways.
The problem is he's got better. He's got more hair than I do. It's an issue that I have.
So do your parents kind of like chip in with any type of information whatsoever, or do the in-laws come in with their wisdom at all at this point?
We'll take it all. Yeah. You know, I usually just put out a book and just say, just write down your suggestions. Tell me what I need to do here. A lot of times,
we don't have a guest book anymore. Yeah. We just have suggestions.
Suggestion box at the Schmidt House. Yeah, it's really a lot of times my wife and I look at each other and say, what are we doing? Let's try this, you know, and maybe we should call grandma and grandpa. But you know what? It's so much less daunting now than it was at the beginning. You just don't know. I'd never held a baby before.
Really?
Like an actual newborn.
Yeah.
Had never held one. Never changed a diaper, no nothing. And I got one, and I got out, and I was like this. Started carrying around, like, you know, like, just, like, holding, like, this. Just holding, like,
if I keep him as far away from possible.
I started bringing him, he started crying, I put him back out again.
Because that like, always works.
Yeah.
The further away the crying will stop.
I'm not mom, okay?
I can't change that.
I know you love your mother.
You and I have something in common. You and I both worked at a convenience store. So.
Yes. Oh, come on.
That's it. So my career went a little bit different than yours.
I still work there every once in a while.
The Shell convenience store. Yeah. Do your parents still have it?
They just retired about a month ago, finally. They sold the last one.
Okay.
So that's it. There's the end of an era at the Schmidt House. So yeah, kind of a bummer, but at the same time, you know, also, I mean, it was.
Your son isn't going to take over the company, is what?
You never know. You can always buy back in.
That's right.
I can't imagine.
You have some money put aside to take the convenience store chain back.
The guys used to always make fun of me growing up, and always called it the Empire, which was so dumb. But they always call it that. They'd be like, hey, Schmidt, when are you going to take over the Empire? And I just my high school coach used to give it to me all the time. He's like, hey, where's the free gas from the Empire? You know?
Yeah,
And I'd be like, guys, talk to my dad. I'm not, you know, I'm just the lonely handyman. I get all the jobs that nobody else wants.
Did you have to wear, like, so I worked at Shell.
Okay.
And we had the polyester gray pants with the polyester gray and with the red and yellow stripes plus the clip-on tie. And my pants were too short. So it's just like it's the ultimate humiliation. Yeah. You roll into the office that day up until the time you get to take that off.
I guess it depends how you look at it. I got all the jobs. It was like, hey, Nate, go clean the car wash. So I couldn't wear that stuff out there. I was wearing like grimy, grungy clothes. Like I had a work set of sweatpants that I don't think I washed for 3 years, and my mom finally found them in the back of my car and was mortified. But like, you know, clean the bugs from the canopy, and so I didn't have to wear the smocks as much as or if ever. I was always just in the grungy, the cleaner clothes.
What's your favorite memory from the convenience store? Because listen, you do not get treated very well in that business at all. Like, I mean, you have your regulars, great people always.
I would say, goodness, my favorite memory. My mom and dad had this type of pizza, and all of the stores that I would go around and work at would all know my order, and they always would know I'm coming. And so my favorite part was all the ladies that would cook the pizza would be like, hey, Nate, I got one. Like, there's one, like, in the back with my name on it.
What's the pizza brand?
It was called Bases Loaded. Okay. But we, like, kind of made all the dough, everything in-house. Like, and it was double cheese, pepperoni, sausage. And they always would throw, like, a little, like, always extra meat on it. Like, it didn't even look like a pizza. It just looked like a cheese pie. You pull it off, and there's, like, still a hound of cheese on it. My dad once told me, you eat more than you make me money. So yeah, you actually cost me money every time I send you to work.
It's classic dad line.
Classic dad line. He's probably not wrong, though.
No, it's the best, most dad's terms are truth.
Yeah.
So it's just like,
so many things I'm realizing my dad said to me. Dad, you're listening. I believe you. I get it now. I get it.
Are you good? You wait for this one. Why is the lights on in your bedroom when you're not in it? Is a classic.
You're wasting energy.
Exactly. Thank you. So finally, somebody knows what I go through. Like, like, but now I'm saying it. So
yeah, just like, I know.
And you get mad. All the stuff you say to your dad, you would never be about your father, you become.
Yeah. And I honestly, I will walk downstairs like, why is it? I'll even say to my wife, I'll be like, Allie, why is the light on downstairs? She's like, Nate, I was just down there. We were just playing downstairs.
Yeah.
You know, this
bowl. Do you know how much energy is going out the door?
This bowl isn't going to walk itself to the dishwasher. And I literally would put my head and be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard these words before.
And do you stare?
They're coming into my ears instead of going out of my mouth.
It's like when Luke Skywalker discovers Darth Vader's his father.
Hit me with the Star Wars. Now we're into it.
We're into something here. Yes. Okay, so popular conversation nowadays is the direction that Star Wars is going.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what – hold on, first of all, let's just –
Yeah, sure. We got to back up.
Let's back up. I love
the origin story.
I love the new, Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
I love so well done. Mandalorians.
Yes.
Fantastic. Jon Favreau is great. I love how they do it too. They have a new director in to direct the episode. So you get a different flair on episodes, which I think is really cool. You're not getting like the same thing. I think that show could continue on for a long time because you're getting people to do it.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I don't know what's going to happen. I usually like to be pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
So I try and stay out of like what they're going to do next.
So you don't read anything about it.
I try not to because I find that I go into a huge rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And I try very hard not to.
It's hard. And I should have never told you about new rock stars and stuff
No, it's okay. Yeah, new rock star has been how about this? That was when I watched a couple and I was like, okay, I'm going to stop. Cold turkey. Otherwise, I'm going to be here all day every day.
You will. It's actually stunning how far and how long you will go into it. So I am of the belief that I don't try to read too much into it because all I want to do is enjoy.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I hear the negative stories about it,
I block those out.
Yeah, because I'm a Star Wars apologist. So I'm like, you know, it actually wasn't that bad. And then Daniel Moss, who runs this program here and everything like that, who is obviously smarter than us, he'll go into the details. I'm like, why are you telling me this?
Yeah, I don't want that.
Because then I see it, then I'm like, oh, now I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everyone would be like, hey, the first three, you don't like them. I'm like, yeah, I think they're great.
Yeah. And they look at you like there's something wrong with you. Because all I want to be is entertained.
I just like it.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't care. Like people are like, oh, I don't. It's the same thing with movie sequels. People will say, you know, The Hangover. Hangover 2 came out. Like, that's the same movie. I'm like, well, duh. It's called Hangover.
Yeah.
You just be entertained. Okay.
When has a Hangover been any different in your entire lifetime? The levels of Hangover. That's the only thing that's different.
Seriously.
Right. It's all about the recovery and everything you found out that you did the day before. Not that we've ever done this.
No. Of course not. I've had a root beer hangover once, though. That was a real issue. Too much sugar, come down the next day.
It's amazing how long it takes you to find out what sugar plays a role in your hangovers. That's the worst part.
Sugar.
What do you mean? I had lots of Gatorade with my vodka.
Sugar is an issue. Sugar is an issue.
Lots of sugar consumed over your childhood. Listen, we watched the Jets draft. Talking about who was best at everything. Now, does everyone carry in the same esteem as Adam Lowry does when it comes to baseball? Like, do people, the guys in the rest, everyone in the dressing room realize how good you are at baseball? Or are still
guys
at baseball?
Still think that P is. I would love. I told P.
Because P has the.
We had a great argument the other day. Like, okay. Do you think we could put together a team with our guys?
Yeah.
Could we put together a team of guys that could play a high school baseball team and win?
In the Jets dressing room.
In the Jets dressing room.
So have you thought this out?
Yes, we thought it out.
Okay, what position are you at? So
I'm probably going to play outfield. Probably going to play center.
Okay.
And
what part of the batting order are you in?
I mean, I'd probably hit 3.
Okay.
Or 1. Honestly, I would.
You have speed still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got some good legs. The problem is, pitching's not an issue because I pitched, Neil pitched, Adam pitched. So, like, we'll have enough guys that can go out and munch some innings.
You should make sure you get Adam to tell you the story about his dad. About 12-year-old playoffs or something like that. You got the legend. Carry on. Sorry.
Yeah. So, like, we're like, okay, so, like, going around, like, every position. Like, Neil could catch or play short. Like, I don't know, like trying to, like,
he looks like a shortstop, like,
yeah,
flat
yeah,
out.
He's more
yeah.
of a third baseman, short little. Long torso, though. He can get to the line. It's not a chirp. It's true. But
see, it's not an insult if it's factual.
Yeah,
so, okay.
So like, we got guys. We got the issue would be, I feel like, in some of the corner of the outfield, the guys that maybe wouldn't, like, we just got to hope to God that we don't get knocked around the park at all. And the only issue is like, what if we're playing high school?
Where's the home runs coming from?
Yeah, we're going to be a small ball.
Because you're a contact guy,
we're
obviously.
Gonna be a small, we're going to be the Minnesota Twins of the early 90s, of just small ball.
Small ball, bunting.
Yeah. Bunting, getting guy over.
Sacrifice.
Stealing. Couple of these. Just like, yeah, sack. Yeah, let's move the runners over.
P would be a guy with dirt all over his uniform, would he not be?
I don't know if that guy has ever had a clean uniform. He just seems like a guy that was, he would probably dive before, mm-hmm. like in warm-up. Just to get his stuff
just to
dirty.
Get everything ready. It's yeah. just, I'm ready to go. Yeah. This is what I'm going to do for you today. So who would be a guy in the dressing room that would be surprisingly good at baseball, or that we don't know, that people would know about?
You know what I would say is, just he's not like, I could see Fetch just being like a little silky second baseman.
Oh,
like
yeah.
One of these, you know, spin that, you know, that from
second.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking of second baseman. I also could see. Like Casey's just kind of a natural athlete.
Yeah.
Right. So like he could play anywhere in the outfield.
Not really bragging about it. Everything's so easy.
Yeah. Life's easy for him.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Good hair too.
Same pace.
Yeah.
All the time.
I mean, like he'll pick up a golf club, whack. Oh, good shot, man.
Only 350
yeah.
yards.
Yeah. No, he's great though. I think he'd be a guy that would just be, he'd pick up a bat and be like, oh yeah, this isn't really the right line, but whatever. Yeah.
Oh, all right, this cool. isn't my bat. Don't worry
yeah,
about it.
Yeah,
oh, it's yours? Oh, I'm sorry.
Whatever, man.
You're 0 for 12. Yeah. He gets a home run the first at bat.
No problem.
Two things. We kind of talked about this. Two things that you think you'll do exactly the same as your dad when your kids get older.
My dad was always really big on just like respect of people that are older than you, and also respecting like, I never called anybody by their first name, any parents.
Mm-hmm.
I always called them like, ah, that's Mr. Schmidt. Or
yeah, for sure.
Know? And so I think that that's been lost a little bit. And I like the fact that it just kind of say, hey, like, I appreciate it. Thank you. And I had my best friend's dad. I was 25.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mr. Myers, how you doing today? He goes, Nate. I went over to his house for a barbecue and he goes, Nate, call me Mr. Myers one more time. I'm not going to let you inside to eat.
He's had enough?
He's like, I've had enough. You're 25. Now it's time to call me Joe. I was
okay.
like, thank you, Mr. Joe Myers. He looked back at me, and he just was like, I can't follow you, but yes, you're by my side. It was great. You know what? It's just, I think that's one. The second would be, my parents were always like, being on grades. Like, it was like, hey, mm-hmm. you didn't have grades?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't have
not going anywhere.
Yeah, you're not going anywhere. B, like, I missed a baseball. I got, like, a C- on a Spanish test. And it was, like, the first thing of the year. So, it was, like, the first quiz. So, it was, like, you get, like, your report card. That's not, like, your final grade. But it said I had, like, a D+ or a C-. Because I got one.
Sending a message to the
so
parents.
So, it was, like, they're, like, hey, you're not playing the baseball game tomorrow.
Really?
And I was choked. I was, like, oh. I'm, like, it's just the first. They're, like, that doesn't matter. Like, you don't mess around. Like, you mess around at school. Hey. Can't pretend that you're gonna make it. Like, I had no idea, like, whether making sports or not. Like,
yeah,
you can't pretend to do it. So,
you know what, you know, you're gonna love is power school.
Power school,
yeah. So, like, when your kid isn't in class, you get a mass email right away. You can check their marks like now. There's no privacy for kids nowadays.
Ooh.
So, like, I can go,
I don't know,
I can see my daughter's test mark like 2 days later and come back and go, hey, how do you think you did?
Oh, no,
yeah,
she has to,
there's like
you.
No privacy.
Does she know that you know?
They know, we know. They know Power School.
Okay, so they don't know, like, hey, how did you do on your test?
Yeah.
I got 95.
For sure. Like, sure? I've heard I did so
sure?
great at that test, and I'm
Are
like,
you sure?
Do you want to back that up a little
yeah,
bit?
Yeah.
I see 77 here.
Yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's
and,
no good.
And then you feel, because, listen, I'll tell you now, I was not the best student, so my kids get, like, 80s, 90s. And so you feel like a hypocrite when you go,
yeah. Wow.
77%?
Yeah, you're doing well. These are 77%. That was kind of like me at the end of my
like, course. Someone would have to take my test for me to get 77%. So that part is always interesting. Two more before I let you go. The way things are going right now, how does that toughen you up for the playoff grind?
Yeah, I think you're seeing what doesn't work.
For sure.
For our guys, I find that I think that we've seen we've been a little bit stubborn about the way we've been playing a little bit. But at the same time, this is going to happen. You're not going to walk into a playoff series and just go bang, 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 bang.
Yeah.
See you next round. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to go right into the next round and go keep, you know what I mean? It just doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. There'll be times when you get outplayed, and there's times when you outplay a team and lose. You have to understand that this stuff happens, and you just, for me, the reason why you don't get too down on it, because you just can't let it, because it snowballs on you.
Mm-hmm.
And in a playoff series, I mean, there have been multiple teams the last, 10 years have gone down 3-1, 3-0 in series, come back, win. I mean, it's...
Yeah, it used to be impossible at one time. Now it's been done.
It's been done. Now it's like, oh, this is actually possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we have guys on our team that are totally... Okay, he's done it. Been in a series, you know, when he was playing for the Kings. You know, it's just like it's possible. So you can't find yourself too far down that ladder. Otherwise, you find it too hard to climb out of it.
And when did you find, as a player, you got over that, you know, how fans react to each win and loss? When did you cross that threshold into, oh, okay, we're going to have one tomorrow?
Yeah, I wore it for a little while, too. I wore it for a while, first couple of years. And then I just, once I started playing in the playoffs in Washington a couple times, and you start to realize it's like, okay, and guys would be coming to the ring, and we just gotten smoked, and then you come to the ring the next day, like, yeah, all right, let's go. Game three tomorrow. You know, no time to think about that one.
Yeah.
You know, it just, you don't have, and when you kind of think of it that way, it's like, all right, well, you literally just, you put it away, and you say, okay, our game is tomorrow. Okay, sounds good. Now I'm doing everything I can today, like yesterday, everything I can do yesterday to prepare for a game. You know, so I just, that's the way I look at it. So you go in, you have a big lunch, and all of a sudden, you know, like getting the sauna, do a stretch that night. It's nothing to do with the day before. It was everything I did was for the next game.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I look at it. I find that it's actually been a lot more, it's easier to kind of let that go, because if you, like I said, if you sit and dwell on it, it'll eat you alive.
Thanks for your time, man. Good luck the rest of the way here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
As always, great stuff from Nate Schmidt. Appreciate him coming on the podcast, the interview. And by the next time we do this, hopefully, there is an X beside the Winnipeg Jets name.
I'll be coming to you live from, not live, this is a podcast.
You will be on the road.
I will be. Colorado, I think.
So, yeah. It was,
or No.
Because it's Nashville on the Tuesday. You guys will be in Dallas by the time we record on the Wednesday, I believe. So, hopefully, there's lots of good news coming
from
the road.
Big D.
It'll be Tyler Esquivel embedded in Nashville on Broadway.
Please, dear God, no. We don't need to see that.
On behalf of Nate Schmidt, Tyler Esquivel, I'm Jamie Thomas. Thanks so much for listening to or watching Ground Control. We'll see you next week.